USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Intelligence officials warned House lawmakers last week that Russia is interfering in the 2020 election. There were two briefings, February 13th to House members and February 14th at the White House. The election security head for the department, director of national intelligence, in both briefings made the assertion that Vladimir Putin is trying to help President Trump win in 2020. The president heard about the briefings from sympathetic House Republicans and reportedly exploded in anger, saying conclusions were being jumped to or he was being set up by Democrats. President Trump berated and pushed aside his acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, even though the director of the FBI recently said the same thing. He has now appointed Richard Grenell for that post. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
There apparently was friction among U.S. officials involving the evacuations of 14 cruise ship passengers with coronavirus who were allowed to fly home from Japan. The Washington Post, citing U.S. officials, says on a flight evacuating Americans from the Diamond Princess cruise ship, 14 people who were infected were allowed by the State Department to fly to the U.S. on the same plane with others who were not infected over the objections of the CDC. The Post says the 14 people did not have any symptoms and were segregated. President Trump is in Colorado for a big rally, but earlier, when he spoke in Las Vegas, he commented about the sentencing of his longtime advisor, Roger Stone, to more than 3 years in prison for lying to Congress, obstruction, and witness tampering.
I'm following this very closely, and I want to see it play out to its fullest because Roger has a very good chance of exoneration, in my opinion.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A few weeks ago, firefighters were responding to a call in Atlanta. When they got there, they found a functioning meth lab and dozens of candles. DEA agents said there were wax pillars of hidden meth undetected and smuggled across the South Texas border. The agents said they seized enough meth for an estimated 2.3 million doses. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
The Georgia Drug Enforcement Agency has seized more than 1,300 pounds of meth connected to a Mexican drug cartel in Atlanta. Speaking with reporters, acting DEA Administrator Autumn Dillon announces Operation Crystal Shield is an effort aimed at taking down meth transportation hubs across the country.
We'll reinforce the important work DEA and our law enforcement partners are already doing to ensure this deadly drug never makes its way into our communities and neighborhoods.
Toymaker Mattel is introducing three new dolls in its Inspiring Women line of Barbie dolls. They feature the likenesses of accomplished women throughout history. The new set features dolls based on Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Jean King, and Florence Nightingale. Each of the dolls costs $29.99 and can be purchased on the Barbie website or other retailers. The collection previously included dolls based on the likenesses of Sally Ride, Rosa Parks, and Amelia Earhart. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.